And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday. It's a lot of news in front of us today. A lot of very important things. Things that are part of the core issues that President Trump ran on. As I talked about yesterday, he had three very important things to do to protect the sovereignty of the United States. He had to stop the sovereignty grab that was TPP. He had to stop the sovereignty grab. It wasn't about protecting the environment of the Paris Climate Accord. And today we have the swamp, the green swamp, pushing back against Scott Pruitt, the guy who has, I think, been the most effective person of the Trump administration. Fearless and conservative and on point, and that's why they're after him so hard. That's what Senator Rand Paul said. So we're going to talk about that as well. The other thing was the border issue. And President Trump is on that. Now, when Pat Buchanan talked about the three distinctly Trumpian things, as he put it, that the president went on, he said he has to control not only the border, but he also has to stop the deindustrialization of America. And this trade war is escalating today. We're going to talk about that as well. The trade war is escalating. And where is this going to lead? I think you're going to find a very interesting comparison to the Smoot-Hawley Trade Act in the beginning of World War II. This is very serious stuff, folks. The Chinese are hell-bent on becoming the dominant power in the world. And they have been allowed to use every type of unfair trade practice. They've been, as the article one article put it, I think it's the one that is about the Smoot-Hawley trade bill. They said they have been addicted by Western powers, starting with Kissinger and the others. They've been addicted to unfair trade practices, to piracy, to intellectual property theft, and getting away with it now for many decades. They feel entitled to this. Well, that's not going to continue. This is a very long trade war, but it is now being escalated with new another $100 billion added by President Trump. Understand the sequence. On Tuesday, we had $15 billion put out there by President Trump. They responded on Wednesday with another $50 billion. Then President Trump upped the ante to $100 billion. So it's going back and forth. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the caravan border security. Yesterday, the president just tossed out his script where he's going to talk about taxes and went back to the core issue. We're also going to talk about what's happening in Londonistan, because this also affects what is happening here in America, this debate. I find it very interesting that as people are being killed left and right with knives, and also with guns, by the way, in politically correct London, and it is political correctness that is making the police stand down there. But as this is happening, as they will not acknowledge what is the groups that are actually doing this. Yeah, they'll, as one of the articles said, London Mayor Khan is fiddling while London burns. And of course he's going to blame it on the Christians and the Brits. It's not going to be blamed on the Muslims. As a matter of fact, if the police try to stop the Muslims, who are the ones who are doing this, then, they will be booted out of the system. And one other thing that I think you're going to find interesting today, you know, there are political leaders all over the world, South Korea, to Brazil, to South Africa, all these different places where you have former leaders are going to jail for decades for things that look like what Hillary Clinton did. So we're going to have a lock 'em up segment, and we're going to show you the similarities between these people. They're, you know, communists or people who rode to power on identity politics, or the first female president of South Korea, who has a very close female president that she gave access to all the top secrets. Now, Hillary Clinton says the Fox News is trying to impeach her every day. She's not president. But maybe she thinks she is because she's still got that Secret Service detail. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, the trade tariffs are really stepping up on both sides between the U.S. and China. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about how this is, when you look at the rhetoric, and of course at the top of the Drudge Report, you know, there's the taunting of the Chinese communist government. Can they really win this? I don't think they can. However, in losing, it may provoke them into becoming like Japan before World War II. It may begin a new world war. So this is very serious stuff, folks. And it's also serious in the extent that as it reflects on our currency. I want to give you a couple of stories that are going to be a tease to the topics we're coming up with later today. To begin with, we had President Trump last night. He's going to give a speech about tax reform. And he said, I'll let you hear what he has to say. He basically tosses a speech and goes on to impromptu, goes right off the script. Here's President Trump yesterday.
I think with that I'll start. You know, this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but that would have been a little boring. A little boring. Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring. Come on, tell it like it is.
Yeah, and then it got a lot more interesting. And then he started talking about what's happening with border security, got back to immigration, the issue that gave him traction, the issue, arguably, that won the election. Now there's other issues before us as well. And here's the second one here that I was talking about with China. And I think that what most of the press is talking about in terms of the tit-for-tat tariffs and so forth, I don't think that is really getting to the fundamental issue here. The fundamental issue is the attack that has already begun by China against the petrodollar. We have a Republican congressman from West Virginia, Alex Mooney, in a bill that was introduced on March the 22nd. Mooney criticized U.S. monetary policy. He cited the fall in the dollar's purchasing power after the gold standard was abolished. He said the United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000. I want you to think about that. How can you save for retirement? How can you save for a home or for a car or even for your kids' education when in less than 20 years, your dollar loses loses a third of its value? Are you making much money in the stock market? Are you making any money at all with money that you put in the bank and the savings account? Absolutely not. They don't even pay any interest. And yet look at how they are charging people for home loans. Anyway, they charge you less than one, when they give you less than 1% for your savings, but they charge you 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%, whatever on your home loan. And then they charge you 25 to 50% on your credit card purchases and so forth. How is this allowed? Well, it's allowed because the banks own the government. It is a crime. It has always been considered a crime in Western civilization called usury. That was removed by Jimmy Carter. Just remember that, that they got rid of the usury laws under Carter. Anybody who wants to think that, one of the worst presidents we've ever had, without a doubt, did great things after he got out of the presidency. Hopefully, you know, would have been much better if he'd never gotten in, if he'd just worked for Habitat for Humanity all of his life. But it was disastrous, and it continues to go on. And he continues as well. He says, besides the 30% that we've lost in purchasing power since just the year 2000, since 1913, he said we've lost 96% of our purchasing power. And I think that it's a bit higher than that. But that's a conservative estimate. Anyway, it's basically all gone, right? Your purchasing power has been eviscerated in the last 100 years, but just 30% of it in the last 18 years. And we're not even finished with 2018. The Federal Reserve's 2% inflation objective, he says. With that, the dollar loses half of its purchasing power every generation, every 35 years. See, that's their goal. To monetize away the debt. Well, they borrow the money and then they inflate the currency so they can pay it back with cheaper dollars. And, you know, when I look at this, I say, with friends like the Federal Reserve, who needs enemies like China? You know, China is the second largest holder of this fiat paper that we have. Federal Reserve holds the most of it. And then it is China that holds that. So who needs enemies like China and Russia who are trying to undermine our currency when we have the Federal Reserve doing such a wonderful job about it? So the gold standard, he went on to say, the gold standard puts control of the money supply with the market instead of with the Federal Reserve. The gold standard means legal tender, defined by and convertible to a certain quantity of gold. That is what China is going to do later this year. They began selling futures denominated in their currency, the Chinese yuan. They did that March the 23rd, I think, if I got the date right. It was a Monday. Instantly went to the third highest, right after the West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude. And they're going to start redeeming their, make their currency redeemable in gold. He says, under the gold standard through 1913, the U.S. economy grew at an annual average of 4%, one-third larger than the growth rate since then and twice the level since 2000. China understands that. And we should be afraid of the fact that they understand that. This is a lesson that China and the rest of the world will teach to the United States if we refuse to learn from history. You know, one of the things that he might say, Congressman Mooney might say, is that a gold standard is also required by the Constitution. But nobody in Washington ever cares about what's required by the Constitution anymore, do they? They don't care. They don't care that it was supposed to be backed by gold or silver. He goes on to say the entire story around the U.S. Gold Reserve is opaque and secretive. There has never been a full independent audit of U.S. gold reserves, and the custodians of the gold, the U.S. Mint and the Federal Reserve of New York, will not let anybody into the vaults to view the gold or to count it. That is what Singapore's bullion star metals expert said. So besides auditing the Fed, maybe we should audit the gold, because if we don't audit the gold, it's going to be nothing but a Ponzi scheme. And this Ponzi scheme is going to be unraveled by the Chinese government, by the Russian government. Everybody understands this. They understand it is a big part of what keeps the United States going, even though our politicians are acting just as irresponsibly as those in Venezuela. I've got an update on Venezuela coming up today as well, and the fiat fiasco that is unwinding down there. And then along the terms of lock 'em up, we have the U.S. government admitting funding political change at the direction of billionaire George Soros. Judicial Watch sued for information about a particular instance where U.S. AID, that's U.S. Agency for International Development, channeled funds into a campaign called Justice for All to influence the Albanian elections in 2016. It was run by George Soros, one of his companies, East West Management Institute. Now, Judicial Watch was fought by the State Department. They continued to press them over legal issues. And they said, if you give us the documents, we'll stop the lawsuit. So the lawsuit stopped, but they got the documents. And this is what Judicial Watch tells us. They said the Obama administration quietly spent at least $9 million in U.S. taxpayers' money in direct collusion with left-wing billionaire George Soros' backing of a socialist government in Albania. Yeah, lock them up. Lock them up. And I've got a whole section coming up about former corrupt political leaders around the world, in Brazil, in South Africa, in South Korea, going to jail for decades, folks, for doing the same stuff that Hillary Clinton did. Are we a banana republic or are we America? Every other country realizes that you have to lock up corrupt politicians. You can't allow them to get away with this. Except for the United States. We allow our corrupt politicians to get away with this. When you look at what is happening, not only to our money with the Federal Reserve, but this whole interlocking scheme of criminals that we have, from George Soros to Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, it's absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. And we will also get to London's violence as it surpasses that in the United States, that in New York. Had more people shot in London than at the YouTube headquarters last week. Two separate incidents. And it was a victim who died in one of these. Another one in critical condition. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, Just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk about the lock 'em up. I want to talk about the corruption today. Before I get to that, however, my wife asked me, she's like, what was that? I missed that segment about Planned Parenthood you talked about yesterday. Never got to it. And it is important for us to look at that. I think it's a good tie-in, quite frankly, to the lock 'em up segment. First of all, we got the Supreme Court has refused to remove a gag order against the videos that were put out by the Center for Medical Progress, these undercover videos that showed the abortion industry working to acquire baby parts with abortion providers. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to consider an appeal from a lower court federal ruling that put a gag order on these undercover videos that showed abortion industry operatives talking openly about selling body parts and tissue of aborted fetuses, reports the New American. And this is a series of undercover videos, meetings that they had with the National Abortion Federation and so forth. Following the first round, the National Abortion Federation filed a lawsuit to stop any more videos from coming out. And they found a California judge in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California blocked the release of any more of these videos. So the organization that was doing the undercover investigation appealed the ruling and went before, guess where, the Ninth Circuit Court. What do you expect they're going to do? Well, of course, they said, yeah, sure, you can't show anything being done wrong by Planned Parenthood. And yet, there was what was interesting about this decision in the Ninth Circuit Court. They had one judge who dissented and said, well, we shouldn't show that to the public, but maybe we should show this to law enforcement. Do you understand that they're saying you can't even show videos that accuse Planned Parenthood of encouraging women to kill their babies so they can profit in the merchandising of body parts that they have already been told, yeah, we need this, we need that. Can you get that for us? Yeah, we'll get those for you. Can't even tell law enforcement. And one of the judges in the Ninth Circuit Court, Consuelo Maria Callahan, said, well, it might be appropriate for them to share their undercover videos with the general public. It's not. It's not appropriate. Law enforcement should have access to them since that's selling baby parts is against the law. They said, nah, not even law enforcement. That was the Ninth Circuit Court. And then our Supreme Court says, yeah, nah, we don't want to have that out there. The same Supreme Court that John Paul Stevens recently retired from said, we got to get rid of the Second Amendment. Folks, we got to get rid of the power of the Supreme Court. They introduce themselves into many issues about which the federal government has no authority whatsoever. We have to get over the mindset of the American public that sees our government structure here as a pyramid with the Supreme Court at the very pinnacle. It is not a pyramid. The states and the local governments are not merely administrative arms of an all-powerful central government. It was never designed that way. And it is against the Constitution that they all swear to. They don't have any authority to set up a government like that. You have different spheres of authority. And the federal government does have authority for the borders and for immigration. They do have some very important delegated powers that have been given to them by the states, by the people. But those are few. And they are enumerated in the Constitution. And the Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it clear that they don't have any powers other than those. They don't have any power, regardless of what you think about a marriage. The federal government, let alone the Supreme Court, doesn't have any power to redefine marriage, for example. Barack Obama doesn't have the power, using his bureaucracy, to tell us where and how we can go to the bathroom. From the number of gallons that's required to flush to the breakdown between men and women or transgenders. They have no authority in that, regardless of what you think about these issues. This is not a federal issue for the president, for the Supreme Court, for the bureaucracy to interject themselves into our lives. They don't have any authority for anything that has to do with the war on drugs. They don't have any authority to tell us. There's no authority for the FDA to tell us which drugs we can have and which ones we can't have. You know, we do have the Underwriters Lab that does testing on electrical equipment. It's great to have a third party that is out there, but it doesn't have to be a government organization. Underwriters is not a government organization. You can still have third parties out there that do testing and give consumers information. You know, the problem with the FDA is that it doesn't do sufficient testing. The problem with the FDA is it doesn't pass that information along to the consumers. But let's get back to abortion. We have the Nebraska governor signing an $8.8 billion budget that defunds Planned Parenthood. This is a two-year budget. It would prohibit money to facilities that commit, promote, or refer clients for abortions. Now, along that line, I saw one of the most interesting stories in terms of Ivanka and Jared. I typically don't agree with them on anything politically, but I thought this is kind of interesting. This is coming out in a book soon, a book by outgoing Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards, and it's reported by Breitbart, and an excerpt from the book that is being reported on by People magazine. The magazine says, in a riveting passage from Cecile Richards' new memoir, the Planned Parenthood chief says that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump were, during Donald Trump's 2016 transition, so eager to be recognized as shrewd political dealmakers that the soon-to-be first daughter and husband made an offer that felt like a bribe, she said. They said, how about if you get rid of, if you stop funding abortions, you could probably get an increase in federal funding for Planned Parenthood in exchange for an agreement to stop providing abortions. So here she is. First she dumps on them and says, oh, look at this. They're trying to get in and be power brokers, number one. And then they're trying to bribe me to stop me from killing babies. Well, you can't bribe me to stop killing babies. I'm Cecile Richards. I'm Ann Richards' daughter. And we kill babies. That's what we do at Planned Parenthood. What do you mean, stop killing babies so we could get more funding for women's health? We're not about women's health. We're about killing babies. That's the existential issue. And kudos to Ivanka and Jared for doing that, quite frankly. And it's funny they didn't talk about that. I would have had a mic on, and I would have made that offer to her and got that on tape. That would have been as good, if not better, than these undercover tapes where they show them selling body parts. Shows what they're really about. And then Cecile Richards puts it in her memoirs to brag about how she can't be bribed to stop killing babies. She said the main issue was abortion. If Planned Parenthood wanted to keep our federal funding, we would have to stop providing abortions. Described the ideal outcome, she said. He described it. A national headline that would read, Planned Parenthood discontinues abortion services. Planned Parenthood, folks, has always been first and foremost about abortions, particularly towards the black community. That was where Margaret Sanger was. It was a eugenics program. They wanted to get rid of black babies. That's why they put the clinics in the black area. She was open about it. Her book is titled Make Trouble. Make Trouble. Yeah, not babies. Not babies. Meanwhile, another senior advisor of Planned Parenthood is making headlines for bullying a high school student. She was tweeting about wanting to go on a date with Kyle Kashuv. And she comes out and shows that it's not just about abortion. It's about all kinds of left-wing politics, including gun control. She trashes the young girl for wanting to go out with Kyle Kashuv. All right, stay with us. We're going to talk about locking them up.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports,
bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, smoking. Where'd that come from? Last night I was talking to my wife, making some plans for this weekend, and she said, you know, Chappaquiddick's coming out. Where did I see that? She's looking to see what it's rated and why it's rated. It says rated R. It's like, rated R for what? All she could find was a statement that said, rated R for historical smoking. I said, historical smoking? The only historical smoking I know is from Boston. So I said, we got to play that coming in tomorrow. So yeah, that's some historical smoking for you right there, straight out of Boston. But let's talk about Lock Her Up. And, you know, we've got all these people. Hillary Clinton, by the way, as I said yesterday, I reported yesterday. She's saying, yeah, Fox News is trying to impeach me every day. I said, maybe that's the alternate universe where she imagines herself as being president. But maybe she really does think in her demented mind, or maybe she's got some other issues that are physical. I don't know. But maybe she really does think that she's president because, you know, she does have a Secret Service detail that protects her all the time because she's a former first lady. And so she's got this Secret Service detail, even though she put out all of our most valuable and highly classified secrets on her server. Yeah, we should take the Secret Service away from her. And we should put her somewhere where she'll be safe and secure, behind bars. Lock her up. Other countries do this. Let me give you an example. In the last couple of days, it's been one report after the other of other countries, even third world countries, where they are putting their corrupt criminals in jail. But we have become a corrupt banana republic with nuclear weapons. We won't do that to our leaders. Here's the first example. South Korea. Former president sentenced to 24 years in jail. Prosecutors had sought 30 years in jail and an 80 million pound fine. This is reported by The Guardian, so you can do the calculations of dollars. But it's a bunch. on charges that included bribery and coercion. In a rare move, the court in Seoul decided to broadcast her trial live. And because of that, she objected to that, obviously, and she refused to show up for any part of the trial, including her sentencing, because she didn't want to be tried on live television. I would love to see Hillary Clinton in the docks live. This ought to be a template for what we do. And let me show you the parallels, the similarity between this first female president of South Korea and our first female president here in the United States, because she thinks she's president, so I guess that she is in her mind, you know, it's her turn. So what did they get her for? For abuse of power and corruption, a scandal that exposed webs of double dealing between political leaders and conglomerates, and the power of a Rasputin-like figure at the top of government. Ooh, that sounds so much like Hillary. It's amazing. It's uncanny. 66-year-old Park was not present at the ruling, saying that she was sick. Yeah, maybe she had collapsed and needed to be carried down the steps by some people. Not really sure. She was also, by the way, accused of leaking classified information. Yet another parallel to our first female president, Hillary Clinton. The former leader was not in court for the verdict. She had boycotted her trial, as I said, because they were going to broadcast it live. They did the whole thing broadcast live. And, of course, said that everybody was biased against her. The judge said that she had shown, quote, no sign of repentance, just like Hillary, after causing, quote, massive chaos in the country, just like Hillary. We cannot but sternly hold her accountable, unlike our attorney general, our judges, our system. No, they can, and they will not hold her accountable. And when we see, again, Comey, FBI director, coming on and saying she's committed multiple felonies and enumerating them and then saying, but it's not in our interest to put her in jail. Well, it may not be in your interest because you are a corrupt co-conspirator, Comey, but it is in the interest of any country that wants to continue. You embrace that kind of corruption, whether it's by the Secretary of State or the leaders of the FBI or members of Congress, then it only gets worse. What had she done, more specifically? She had colluded with a close friend, Chow Soon-sil, to pressure companies like Samsung and a giant retail chain there in South Korea to give millions of dollars to a foundation that was run by her close friend. Ah, the MO is exactly the same. And think about this close friend, Chow, who was sounds very much like Huma's position. And the foundations, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, and so forth, right? She was found guilty of leaking confidential presidential documents to Huma. I'm sorry, Chow. Yeah, that's right. Same thing, right? They were close childhood friends. And Chow, swiftly became the leader's most trusted confidant. Uh-huh. Just like Hillary and Huma. But their relationship came under intense public scrutiny, unlike the United States. And the charge is that Chow had undue influence over the nation's affairs through her connection with Hillary. Park. Yeah. You understand the connection. The only thing that's different about this story is not the nature of corrupt politicians. The only thing that's different about this story is the fact that we have an even more corrupt government than any other government on earth. South Korea is taking care of it. Brazil is taking care of it as well. Now, there's a parallel here because, you know, there in South Korea, we had a corrupt first female president with her close female confidant, very close friends, through whom she released classified documents and through whom she had surrogates that were putting money into a corrupt foundation and so forth. Now, we go to Brazil. He has just been sentenced to 12 years in jail, Lula. Now, he's not a woman like Hillary Clinton, but like Hillary Clinton, he is a corrupt communist. So there's a similarity there as well. He's been convicted of corruption. He says the corruption charges against him, of course, are politically motivated and designed to stop him from running for president again. Yeah, that's exactly what you would expect Hillary to say, isn't it? And then let's go to South Africa. South Africa. Now, this is starting to get a little bit hard, but there's still a connection here, okay? This guy, like Hillary, rode a wave of identity politics to power. And South Africa's former president, Jacob Zuma, has been charged with corruption. That goes back to a 1990s arms deal. Let's remind Hillary Clinton that even in South Africa, they will come after somebody that on charges that are a couple of decades old. But not in America. Not in America. We don't put our corrupt politicians in jail. No, they just keep going. He had faced 16 counts of corruption, racketeering, fraud, money laundering. And they finally got him. So that's the way other countries operate. But not the United States. Because we are a third world banana republic. Speaking of which, in Venezuela, they have come up, their communist leader, their little dictator Maduro, has finally found a way, reports FEE, Foundation for Economic Education, finally found a way to bring the country out of their unprecedented economic crisis. They have decided that they're going to delete 3 zeros from their currency. economic geniuses. What they're going to do is they're going to take away their current fiat paper money, and they're going to replace it with new fiat paper money and a different name. And they're going to drop 3 zeros from all of it. Oh, that should do it. That should do it. They've been printing too much money, so they're just going to drop 3 zeros out of everything. They've seen real GDP decline by 16.5% in 2016, by 14% in 2017. They're expected this year to see another 15% go. One NGO there, Caritas Venezuela, estimates that 280,000 children could die of malnutrition in 2018. One individual who's just graduating as a doctor, getting out of medical school in Caracas, Venezuela, said, "I do feel bad leaving." Their plans are to get out of there. Christian Diego said, "I feel bad leaving, but right now it is my life and future and my possibilities to help my family get out of this madness. In Venezuela, we're all just dying slowly. There's no hope for change." One individual says, "I'd rather be in another country working as a waitress so I could ship my father medications rather than slowly watching him die because we can't afford them or because they're not in the marketplace." And this, my friends, is what will happen to the United States if our currency goes the way of Venezuela. And it will if we lose our reserve status, which is what China is really threatening to do to us.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Caravan time again. We got some updates to the caravan. We had President Trump, as we played at the very top of the hour, saying, I'm going to throw away this boring tax script, and we're going to talk about what is a real existential issue to us. Yeah, taxes are important. Absolutely. No doubt. And you know what? Uncontrolled immigration is a tax issue as well. But let's just replay that script there where he throws the tax script out. Let's play that clip again just to give people who haven't seen that.
And I think with that, I'll start. You know, this was going to be my remarks. It would have taken about 2 minutes, but that would have been a little boring. A little boring. Now I'm reading off the first paragraph. I said, this is boring. Come on. We have to tell it like it is.
And then he did tell it like it is. He started to talk about immigration. And let's play the clip where he does start to talk about what really set off the press yesterday. Talk about the rape of people who are trying to make this illegal transition in the country. And of course, when we're talking about human trafficking, a big part of human trafficking is capturing people and putting them into prostitution. Oh, but let's pretend that that doesn't happen. Let's pretend that we have these 8-year-olds who are making the journey across Central and South America and Mexico, and then they arrive at our border and we have people who are supporting that absurd narrative. Oh, they made it on their own. They're unaccompanied minors, these little 8-year-olds. And you have useful shills like Glenn Beck show up at the border with teddy bears for them. Give me a break. What a bunch of nonsense. Those people are being human trafficked. And when you pay organized crime Even if you're not traveling with your kids, you know, you might just be lying. You might be there with your kids and say, I know nothing about this child. They're an unaccompanied minor, you know. Or maybe you have actually turned them over to some traffickers. You may never see them again. And the same thing happens to women and children. But President Trump set off a lot of consternation amongst the talking heads and pundits yesterday when he had this to say. Let's play that clip.
And Canada's very merit-based. You come into Canada, it's got to be based on merit. With us, it's a lottery system. Pick them out, a lottery system. You can imagine what those countries put into the system. They're not putting their good ones. And remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened. Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. And I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They don't want to mention that. So we have to change our laws. And the Democrats, what they're doing is just, it's insanity. Nobody understands what's going on. So we have to have strong borders. We're going to have the wall. We've already started building it. We have $1.6 billion. We've started building it and fixing miles and miles of wall that's already up and fence. And we're going to have our wall and we're going to get it very strongly. The military is going to be building some of it, but we're going to have very strong borders and we have to change our laws and we're working on doing that.
All right, you can see those clips in a story we have at InfoWars by Don Salazar. To hell with it, Trump tosses boring script in favor of improv remarks. And he goes on to say that as the mainstream media flipped out about this, saying Trump was making up a false rape statistic, and then they went out and they talked to these people that are part of this caravan, and they said, no, I didn't see any rapes going on. Well, the White House defended the remarks. Made a statement to Fox News. They pointed back to a December 2017 Huffington Post article claimed that Huffington Post, okay, they claimed 80% of Central American women and girls are raped crossing into the U.S. I wonder how many of them are taken by these human traffickers into prostitution, captured, never being released once they get them across. And as the White House representative told Fox News, there's extensive and extreme victimization of those making the journey north with coyotes and smugglers in general. And this has been widely reported for years. Why would the press come out and say this is fake news? It's not. But yeah, we know why they would. Sarah Huckabee Sanders also said it's well established fact migrants are raped during the journey to the U.S. I'm not sure why the media is acting like this isn't a well established fact. Women and young girls are brutally victimized on the journey north. And then there was the comment about voter fraud. Let's play that clip. Video 5.
A lot of times it doesn't matter because in many places, like California, the same person votes many times. You probably heard about that. They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people. And it's very hard because the state guards their records. They don't want to see it. So we have a lot of things going on, but a lot of things are being straightened out.
Yes, that's right. Whether or not, folks, this is, and it is, happening now. We have California. We have many jurisdictions saying we're going to give illegals the right to vote. You got California issuing millions of driver's licenses. They're getting closer and closer to just saying, well, here you go. Here's your voter ID card. But then they use those driver's licenses and so forth to get in to vote. As I pointed out in North Carolina where I live, that's why they're so manic and so angry about not seeing any a photo ID. I had a friend of my brother-in-law in the 2012 elections. He goes to show up in North Carolina. All you got to do is give him a name and an address. He goes to vote on election day, and they said, you've already voted. And so is this other person at your house. He said, that's my mother. She died years ago. And he didn't go to the media. He didn't even want to come on air and say that about me. He's got a life. He doesn't want to be targeted and attacked by people. But it happens all the time. That is why they go absolutely crazy to shut down any kind of photo identification. They want to have that kind of voter fraud. They want to encourage that. But even if that wasn't happening now, you have to understand that the purpose of opening the borders and bringing these people in and offering them welfare benefits superior to those given even to American citizens. The reason the Democrats are doing that is because they obviously want them as voters. If not now, then very soon. All these dreamers that they want to give amnesty to. It's a process. First, they bring them in and they say, well, all right, we're not going to deport you. Next thing is, we're going to give you papers and let you stay. We're going to let you work. Now we're going to let you have full citizenship and voting rights. That is the path. So it's happening now, and it's going to happen to a much, much greater extent. Now, they did finally get to talking about taxes, and one female speaker got up, and she broke into tears, telling the president that the tax bill had saved her family $2,000. And let me tell you something. If you open up the borders to collapse the – I mean, people criticize me, say, you're a libertarian. Why are you for closing the borders? You cannot have a country. You cannot have a society if it is invaded by people you don't know whether these people are criminals or not. And you have to provide for their education for free. You have to provide them welfare benefits for free. That will cost you your American dream, your home, or make you move into a smaller home or a smaller apartment. $2,000 that was saved there is nothing compared to the cost that can be saved if we stop illegal immigration and the welfare system. I don't like governments controlling our movement in any way, shape, or form, even across borders. However, you must be able to see the practical consequences of this, just as you can take the pure ideological argument for free trade or open trade that is still being put out there by the Koch brothers, even though that so-called free trade, which is not free trade, has been used to destroy the industry of America. So you can talk about these things in the abstract. You can talk about open borders. You can talk about open trade, free trade, or whatever. The free trade is not free. The free trade has been heavily taxed by China and by other people in their favor. And it's not just helpless people coming across the border. We see that MS-13 follows these people across as well if we leave the borders open. We have another story at InfoWars by Joe Jankowski. It says Border Patrol busts a child molester and a rapist trying to enter the United States. It's got three examples here. April the 1st through April the 3rd. Three different individuals. One, a Mexican man convicted of rape, attempted to reenter the country after having previously been removed from the country. Records indicated that he was a registered sex offender in Tennessee. See, they don't come in with any documentation. We don't know if this guy is a rapist, a child molester in Mexico. They don't come in with any papers. We don't know who they are. We don't know much about them, their name. They only got into the system because they had committed crimes in America. Then they get sent to Mexico and they get to come back again. Just like that guy who killed multiple cops was laughing about it and said, I want to kill all of you. I'm going to get out of here. And then I'm going to come back across the border. I'm going to kill more of you cops. 36-year-old man was coming across the Rio Grande. Then another one, April 3rd, Border Patrol agents arrested a 25-year-old for illegally crossing the border through the Mexico town of Nacho. They found that he was convicted in Minnesota for criminal sexual conduct in 2011, and he only got 1 year. Then they found another guy, a 31-year-old Mexican national, also on April 3rd. He had been convicted in Maricopa County, Arizona, of child molestation in January 2013 and given life probation. Probation. Molested a child. They only gave him probation. Let him go. He goes to Mexico, then he comes back in.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back, folks. In this hour, we're going to be talking to Joseph Farah of WND. He has just done a documentary about the 70th anniversary of the reconstitution of the nation of Israel. And we see things happening on their border as well. I think that was something else that made President Trump understand that borders have to be defended. And you're always going to have people who are going to be fighting over where the border lines are drawn. But if you're going to have a country, you got to have borders. And you have to be able to know who is coming into your country. Just as I reported, April 3rd, the guy coming in, sexual assault in Tennessee, rape. Then another on April 3rd, we had two individuals. Another guy with sexual assault, another guy with child molestation. Given life probation. These guys just leave. They come back. And this is what is happening, this rotating open door policy. We only have records to know who these guys are because they've done something to Americans. They have probably committed a lot of these types of crimes to Mexicans, but they don't come over with any identity papers. And as President Trump is talking about patrolling the border, the Mexican Senate is getting angry about this. They're threatening to stop helping the U.S. against the drug cartels if President Trump deploys troops to the border. Fine, we don't need your help. It hasn't really worked, has it? Keep your federales. A large number of them are corrupt anyway. The third portion of the resolution, the Mexican Senate, calls for Mexico to stop any binational cooperation with the U.S. in dealing with immigration matters or in fighting transnational organized crime cartels until Trump, quote, acts with civility and respect. So that's what's really important to them, right? You treat me with respect, or I will not do anything to stop these drug cartels. Yeah, as if they're doing anything right now. And that's the point. Nobody is doing anything. The American government hasn't been doing anything under Barack Obama, hasn't been doing anything under President Trump significantly. If we cannot say that people who criminally trespass and remain here, being subsidized by American citizens demanding their right to come and stay here, foreign citizens, that the Mexican government not only doesn't want to help us to fight the drug cartels, they don't want to educate their own children, so they send them here to be educated at your expense until you can no longer afford a home. And that day is soon going to be coming. Just take a look at the property taxes in your area. I think it's happening everywhere. Everywhere. A massive number of schools that have to be built, teachers have to be hired, so forth and so on. And that's all coming out of your property taxes. Even if you rent an apartment, they don't itemize it for you, but it's coming right there. So President Trump has said that he's going to send 2,000 to 4,000 troops to the Mexican border. We had George W. Bush send 6,400 National Guard members to the border between 2006 and 2008. quite a bit more. And that didn't do anything. I hope this isn't just going to be a symbolic gesture. I hope President Trump is really serious about this. I know Washington's not serious about it. I know the Pentagon is not serious about it. As a matter of fact, the Pentagon has fought him tooth and nail and appears to have won to keep troops, the same number, 2,000 troops. They want to keep 2,000 troops in Syria. But they don't even want the National Guard at the border of America. That's the Pentagon. That's the military-industrial complex. And again, those 6,400 National Guard members that George W. Bush sent were absolutely useless. AP reports the Republican governors of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas have backed the deployment, but it was unclear on Thursday how Democrat California Governor Jerry Brown would respond to Trump's call. Only the AP would put that in there. It was unclear how Governor Brown would respond. I'll tell you how the governor of Oregon has responded. She says, I'm not going to send any of them to the border. Oh, maybe she should check the map. She's not on the border. Whatever. I don't know that anybody asked her. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's going on in London. And then Joseph Farah is going to be joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knapp.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to our radio affiliates. I'll just recap what I said at the top of the hour. We have Mexico Senate passing a resolution saying, if President Trump does not treat us with respect and civility, we will not help him with drug cartels. Well, I hadn't noticed them helping. I had noticed them helping the drug cartels. I had noticed them not helping us to stop the drug cartels. And of course, they've been able to come through Mexico, MS-13, in uncontrolled numbers because we have absolutely no information about these people. And as illegal aliens come in, as we pointed out, with 2 different days, 3 different sex offenders, rapists, child molesters coming across, and we know that only because they were caught in the United States, identified in the United States. So when they were apprehended for crossing the border and they looked them up, we had papers on them. They don't come in with papers from Mexico, obviously. We don't know how many people they did that to in Mexico. But they're not sending us our best people, their best people, as President Trump said. They're not even sending us any identification, but they are sending us their children to be educated at your expense. That American dream, you can forget it. It's being flushed down the toilet by the dreamers and the benefits that the Democrats are handing out to their future voters. And in many cases, they're current voters right now. So you got these governors that are out there. AP seems to be wondering whether or not Jerry Brown in California is going to send any troops to help at the border. Well, let's stop the suspense here. The answer is a resounding no, of course. But then the Oregon governor says, I'm not going to send anybody to the border. Now, the question is she talking about the Mexico border or the border with New Mexico, which is not New Mexico, but the new Nuevo Mexico, I guess we should say. California. Yeah, the new part of Aztlan. They see themselves, I think the California Democrats identify more with Mexico than they do with America. They certainly do act like that. Now, she did in her tweet say she wasn't going to send them to the Mexican border. And she made an interesting point in favor of Trump's authority to protect the border with the military. She said, as commander of Oregon's Guard, I am deeply troubled by Trump's plan to militarize our border. That's important. So she's commander of the Oregon National Guard, and she can decide whether they're going to go there or not. But President Trump, obviously, as we're going to see in lawsuits that are going to be coming up from Chuck Schumer's party and many other people, they'll be saying that President Trump can't send the military to the border. He doesn't have the authority to do that. He doesn't have the authority to ask who people are at the border, to vet individuals and say, well, if people are coming in without any identification from countries that Barack Obama went to war with, we're not going to let that happen. Barack Obama started wars with those people, and we're continuing those wars, sadly. But the implication there is that there's dangerous factions there. And if we can't tell whether or not these people are part of those dangerous factions, they should not be allowed into our country. But the federal judges in New York and California say, no, 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 you can't make that determination as president. Why, yes, he can. He has enumerated powers to do that. And he has enumerated powers to protect our border with the military, not just with the National Guard. He doesn't need to go begging to governors to help him. Now, Governor Abbott had already started calling up the Texas National Guard beginning of this week, either in anticipation of or in collaboration with President Trump. He had already started doing this. And it's fine if they want to use the National Guard, but I think this is a bigger problem than 2,000 to 4,000 troops are going to be able to handle. And if the Pentagon is telling President Trump that we have to leave troops in Syria, and it appears that they and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, all of them, the Saudis, the Israelis, and the neocons in Washington, the generals are all telling Trump, no, 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 you can't bring the, I know you want to bring those troops home. You campaigned on that. You got elected on that. You've been talking about that. And you told us that you wanted to do that, but we're not going to set up a timetable. And they came out and said, no, nothing's changed. We're not going to do it. President Trump has been talking about this, but he's not going to be able to do this. We're going to tell everybody where the troops are going to be. Going to keep them in Syria, not going to put them at the border. If he wants any troops at the border, he's going to have to beg them from the individual governments, governors, I should say. And that appears to be the case right now. President Trump has got the right idea. And he's going to have to really fight these people every bit of the way. And folks, you need to stand with him and stand behind him and make sure that he and push him forward on this. Push him forward. You know it's the right thing to do. He knows it's the right thing to do, but he's being opposed by everybody in Washington. The only person in Washington that's there, even in his administration that's with him on these policies, is Scott Pruitt. And people are trying to push him out at the EPA. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. But I just want to talk about this other thing that came up. The cost of two National Guard border arrests would help a homeless vet for a year. This is something that came out by a Democrat in Arizona, Ruben Gallego. And he says, this is a poor use of tax dollars. We could be putting a homeless vet in some kind of an institution for a year. For the what it costs us to do it, two National Guard border arrests. Well, I don't know where he came up with these numbers, but let me tell you something. When you're talking about poor use of taxpayer money, a poor use of taxpayer money is having 2,000 troops stationed in Syria where we don't have an interest other than regime change. They're not even engaging ISIS anymore. They defeated ISIS. They're keeping them there because they want to use them soon against Iran. And that's why the Israelis and the Saudis are pushing us to do that as well. We don't have a reason to have these troops in Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria. We need them here protecting people. That's an appropriate use of your taxpayer money. And it isn't our business, sorry to tell this Democrat, it isn't our business to provide a home for everybody either. How many people are going to be losing their homes, as I've said many times, because of taxes that they have to pay to support the massive expansion of public education in this country, because these other countries don't want to pay for the education of their children. To make just two arrests, he said, we could give a homeless veteran permanent housing for an entire year. That isn't even the function of the federal government. Not even the function of the federal government. 50,308 people stopped at the Mexican border last month, up 203%. From March 2017. This is reported by CNS News. More than 50,000 people were either apprehended or deemed inadmissible at the southwest border just last month. So think about that. 50,000 people in 30 days. Maybe about the size of that caravan. Every day being apprehended. And that's not the people who don't get caught. So as they disband this group of people, This problem has not stopped. It has accelerated. And as I said yesterday, I think one of the reasons this has accelerated is because of all this talk from the bully pulpit about DACA and Dreamers and how we're going to make everything wonderful for them. We're going to give them amnesty. Then they're going to get all kinds of citizen benefits. Well, actually, they're already getting benefits that are superior to American citizens, but we're going to give them voting rights as well. Let's take a look at how this is working out for London. We have Nigel Farage talking about this, and we don't have time to play this clip. I'll just lay out some of the problem here for you. We got a lead surgeon who is in the London hospital. He says it's kind of like a war zone here. He said this is a couple of days. This was reported by Breitbart. A couple of days after another night of violence saw a boy 16 stabbed to death, a 17-year-old girl shot in a drive-by. As I pointed out at the top of the show, more people have been shot in London than at YouTube headquarters this last week. And they were two separate incidents. And one of the dead victims was a victim. Not the perpetrator who committed suicide. And just as there were three people that were shot at YouTube headquarters, one in critical condition, well, there's a child who is in critical condition in a separate shooting in London. Piers Morgan, how can this be happening in your beloved hometown? You know, you lecture us about the Second Amendment, you lecture us about these evil guns, and yet this is happening. But most of the people are being killed by knives. Except it's not really knives. It's the immigrants that they didn't want to control. Because knives don't kill people, people kill people. And the people who kill people are let in by politically correct politicians like Sadiq Khan. Yeah, it's those kind of people who kill people. We'll talk more about that. But joining us in the next segment is Joseph Farah of WND. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The Department of Homeland Security has acknowledged the discovery of a rogue network of cellular eavesdropping devices discovered throughout Washington, D.C. The devices can be mounted in vehicles, drones, helicopters, and airplanes, and are often used by spies and criminals to track and eavesdrop on private cellular devices. The agency did not say how many devices were detected or where they found them. American intelligence and law enforcement agencies routinely use similar eavesdropping equipment in the field. The Stingray units operate by tricking a cellular device into locking onto them instead of a legitimate cell tower. Stingray devices allow the user to gain highly specific information on the location of any particular phone down to a particular apartment complex or hotel room. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to the older, unencrypted 2G wireless channel. Some Stingray devices can even plant malware on a phone. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joseph Farah. In this segment, of course, he is the founder, editor, and CEO of WND, also the author and co-author of 13 books, and now co-writer of a new film called 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Of course, you can find them at WND.com. Also, you can find Joseph Farah on Twitter at Joseph Farah. Welcome, Mr. Farah.
Great to be with you, David. If you can increase volume on your end, it would really be helpful. For some reason, it went way down.
Okay. Okay. How's this? Sounding better right now?
Yeah, you guys got thank that? You.
Okay. Good. Well, while we get that straightened out, I would like to start by to introduce the film. We can talk about what this is about, but give people a little bit of an overview by playing a brief trailer about this new film, 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Here's that trailer.
Of Israel in the land, a generation that has seen the miracle of Israel's restoration come to pass.
It's not just the narrative of the Jewish people. It's the backdrop of the greatest story ever told. One that actually explains why we're all here, the fate of our world, even the secret of eternal life.
Very powerful trailer, and I want to talk to you about a little bit. Maybe you can give us a little bit of tips about that. That's on sale at WND now, is it, or is it about to be released?
Yeah, and Amazon.
Okay, great. Works. Well, tell us a little bit about it, because one of the things that you, I think that was your voice there, saying that it provides the backdrop, really, for the Christian faith.
And, yeah, that's my voice. How did I sound? Did I sound like a real narrator?
That's right. Yeah, it sounded great there. Well, you know, I think you got a new job. We can add narrator to all the other... All the other things.
You know, I don't know if you know my history, but long ago, when I was working for the Hearst Corporation, I actually was a foreign correspondent, you know, based in the Middle East, did a lot of work there. I've been involved with the Middle East, really in terms of, keeping tabs on it, visiting at least once a year ever since. That's like going back almost 40 years. And so I have a special interest in the Middle East. People may know that I hate hyphenated, names like Arab American, but that's, you know, the best I can shorthand it.
Sure.
So I have a love for the Arab people, as well as a love for the Jewish people. So I think I have kind of a unique perspective on this crazy, mixed up situation that always seems so volatile. There's always so much conflict there. But this movie approaches the whole conflict in a different way. First of all, it focuses on, you know, this historic landmark of the Jewish people being back in Israel for 70 years.
That's right, and that's never happened again before, right? I mean, that's such an unusual thing, the fact that people would be dispersed, taken off of the land, going back to the time of the Roman Empire, getting very angry with the Jews, burning the temple down, taking down Jerusalem and dispersing everybody at that point. And then, after all of that time, to have a nation come back, that was unusual enough itself, wasn't it?
There's never been a nation in the history of the world that was, out of its land for almost 2,000 years. I mean, even 100 years is preposterous that a nation could be recreated, brought back from the dead after that kind of time.
And of course, be able to maintain their national identity even as they were scattered. Exactly. And then the unusual circumstances by which they're brought back in, even with the international community that after that has seemed to oppose them at every turn. After the creation, they've opposed them everywhere.
And then, of course, you have the fact that it was all prophesied in the Bible.
Yeah.
That they would come back. And here they did back in 1948. And that's not to say that all the Jews ever left the land. I think that's a very important thing for people to understand. They've been there continuously, but the large part of the population was dispersed throughout the whole world. Amazing thing to think about.
That's right. And the people who were dispersed, that's what the amazing thing is, that not just the people who remained there continued on with traditions and so forth, but that the people who were scattered to every other culture continued to maintain their culture as a subset. Until they were brought back.
Right. One of the questions I always get is, there's always some peace plan at work in the Middle East. And people always ask me, is this one going to work out? Is that one going to work out? And there's a lot going on in the Middle East right now. Some seemingly positive things and some seemingly very negative things. You know, we just had this heir to the Saudi throne, Mohammed bin Salman, come out and say something that people found quite amazing. And he said, I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have the right to have their own land. And then that same prince, as you probably know, went to Hollywood in the last few days to unveil plans for opening up theaters in Saudi Arabia, something that's been missing for the last, 35 years or so. And to invite Western entertainment back into the country. At the same time, he made some news for saying that, that he believes the Iranian supreme leader makes Hitler look good. And of course he made the cover of Time magazine as a result of all that. So, there seems to be a new look, new alignments taking place in the Middle East right now. And the big one, of course, is this one between the Sunnis and the Shia, which, rivals in almost every single way the conflict between the Arabs and the Israelis. I mean, when you think about the toll and bloodshed and property damage and every conceivable thing, you can look at the Iran-Iraq war. You can look at what's going on in Syria right now. You can look at what's going on in Yemen right now. Both Syria and Yemen are ravaged by all-out war. I mean,
And I think, Joseph, I think that is really one of the things that has caused this Palestinian problem to be so intractable. And that is the fact that these different factions within Islam, it's not monolithic as many Americans seem to think, but there's the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Wahhabists. And, they all hate each other as much, if not more so, than they've hated Israel. And I thought it was also interesting when they were interviewing the Saudi crown prince, in that same interview where he says, Israel's got a right to exist. And so the Palestinians or whatever. But then he goes on to say, they asked him and said, well, what about Wahhabism? And he goes, what is that?
I do not know
what that is. And it's like, okay, a little bit less than full transparency here by this guy. Maybe as Henry Kissinger said, there's no permanent allies, only permanent interests. And the interests right now, Saudi Arabia and Iran, Saudi Arabia and Israel are focused on eliminating Iran. That's absolutely true. So that may be what's really behind this. But we're going to be right back with Joseph Farah, WND.com. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at 42% said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believed those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back, and we're talking to Joseph Farah of WND.com, talking about his new film that you can find there and on Amazon, 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. We were just talking about how unusual it was that after thousands of years, Israel would be reconstituted. People had been scattered around the world to be brought back, that retained their culture and their beliefs and come back into Israel. And that is something that, as we always see, is going to be challenged. I think it's very interesting that as we saw the caravan forming to challenge our border, we saw something that was far more intense last week beginning, and is now starting again for this weekend. They're calling this the Friday of Old Tires. They are the Palestinians who are protesting there at the border are lighting fires with using tires so they can blur the vision of soldiers on the Israeli side of the security fence. And as we were just going to break, Joe, you're talking about the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia saying, yes, Israel has a right to exist. That was a big deal. Even though he said, yeah, Israel and the Palestinians have a right to exist. He's talking about a two-state solution, whatever. They've never said that Israel has a right to exist. So that was a big movement on his part. Again, making common cause with Israelis against the Iranians, I think. But, you know, as I don't know how much to believe this guy, because then he pretended to not know what Wahhabism is. But it's always, always about borders, isn't it? Regardless of where you draw the line, you don't have a nation if you don't have borders. And so I think as President Trump saw this happening, saw the caravan, I think that was a real galvanizing moment to get back to the core things that he began talking about in the campaign, things that got him elected. I think that was really created an impetus for him to make some moves that hopefully are going to be bold and not just symbolic at our border.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was wondering if anyone else noticed that the timing in particular, exactly at the very time that thousands and thousands of, Gazans, Hamas, at Hamas's command were marching toward the border and burning tires and, hurling rocks at Israeli soldiers. And really, you know, it was pretty threatening. When you looked at that scene, you saw, you know, not very many Israeli soldiers there holding off.
That's right.
These thousands of protesters, and at that very moment, we had this invasion at the Mexican border, and yeah. I think I wrote something about that, but I couldn't quite put it all together. But there's something about that that just seems so significant. What you say about borders is so critical to understand. I think all of your viewers get that. There is no such thing as national sovereignty without borders.
That's right. If you don't have a border, you don't have a nation, quite literally, and in every single respect. I mean, it's like, well, where does the nation begin and where does it end? And that's why Soros and the rest of the people have worked so hard to destroy the borders or to move the borders for the United States or for Israel or whatever. They want, if they want a nation to go away, they start playing with the borders and they start flooding a country with a different population group that cannot be vetted, and then say that they cannot be removed as well.
Soros is hard at work in Israel too. You know, Israel's a lot like the United States in terms of the political divide. I mean, you've got left wing and right wing in Israel, just like we have here. And the left is, you know, protesting the fact that Israel's even defending its border with Gaza. It wasn't enough that Israel turned over the Gaza for autonomous rule, essentially, by Hamas. People committed to their very destruction. That wasn't enough. Now they hurl, you know, they fire rockets and missiles into Israel, and this latest demonstration at the border, which I found pretty scary. If I lived anywhere near there, I'd be pretty scared about that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's escalating this week again, because now they've come back with a new tactic. Say, hey, we burned tires. It's going to create this massive, toxic, smoke screen, and they won't be able to see us. And, you know, if you're outnumbered with just a few soldiers and 30,000 protesters who are, throwing, rocks or whatever that can kill people, it is a very scary situation. What do you think, as we're going to break, you started to talk about the prospects for peace, the prospects for the future. Your film is not only about the prophetic past and current of Israel, current situation in Israel, but also the prophetic future.
Yeah, I have a very different perspective on all the peace efforts that have been attempted there. Look, it's nice to see some changes taking place. It's nice to see what's, you know, Saudi Arabia, it's still a totalitarian country in so many ways and has some real problems. But But nevertheless, you see that a new generation of people after 70 years finally accepting, you know, the fact that these people have a right to live there. On the other hand, there are so many negative things taking place in the Middle East right now. We had a story recently about Turkey's president and his call for uniting an international global army, a Muslim army, with its central purpose of massing around Israel and destroying the country. Mm. I mean, he made no bones about it.
He wants a global caliphate, and quite frankly, so does his former ally and now his competitor living here under the protection of the CIA and the U.S., Fethullah Gulen, who's now made it his business to run charter schools in the United States. That should get us concerned as well. But Erdogan does see himself as the head of a global caliphate, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that, you know, Syria is still just an absolute mess. Yemen, there's a war going on there, kind of a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. So, you know, there's all this bloodshed taking place. Not all of it focuses, and I think it is very important for people to understand, between Israel and the Arab world. In fact, there's this very low level, low intensity conflict. And most of the time has been, except for a few, outbreaks of war. So what is going on? There's a fundamental problem in the Middle East. And, I'll be honest and say, I believe that it's the nature of Islam. We see the conflicts within Islam. They never go away. And they've been intensifying since 1979, since Iran changed over from, you know, a kind of a moderate Western style, country into one that is dominated by these, crazy clerics who call Israel the little Satan and the U.S. the great Satan. We need to understand that. It's a very important thing. So that's where.
And when we go back and look at Iran, you know, we had the big Iran-Iraq war with Saddam Hussein and, you know, Khomeini and so forth. And now you've got Iran, as you point out, a surrogate war in Yemen against the Saudis. And that's what they see brewing there. That's why I think you've got the Saudi prince making moves towards Israel, towards the United States, even closer in some ways. I think it's that concern about Iran. And as we look at these three different branches of Islam, and they are connected to the state. And absolutely, that's the key thing there. I mean, we had these kinds of conflicts in the Middle Ages with Christianity, when Christianity was allied with the state. And so they would attack this one group because, you know, it was a religion as well as a political organization. We haven't seen that kind of thing in the West for a very, very long time. But that is the way the Middle East is organized geopolitically, according to religious sects.
That's right. Well, you know, my latest book is called The Restitution of All Things. And in there, I say that there is a peace plan that will work for the Middle East. And if you want to see it, read Isaiah 19, especially the last three verses of Isaiah 19. God has a plan. He has a plan for restoring Israel. He has a plan for restoring the whole Middle East, and he has a plan for restoring the whole world. That's what I believe. And I'm convinced, you know, why would I speculate about something? Why do I believe that? It's because all the Bible prophecies are coming true right before our eyes.
That's right. And we call Jesus the Prince of Peace. The first time he came, he made peace between God and man. He'll be coming again. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Joseph Fair has a column at WND. The Pope still hasn't refuted his denial of hell that he made on Good Friday. We're going to talk to Joseph Fair about that when we come back.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. but the two go together. It's the Mind and Body Challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. This kind of comes up on at random. We got The Great Escape playing here. We're going to talk about the greatest escape in history. It's part of the greatest story ever told. We're talking to Joseph Farah, and we're going to talk about the cross and what happened this last Good Friday. Amazing statement attributed to the Pope. But the most amazing thing about it, I think, and so does Joseph Farah, he's got a column about this, the Pope still hasn't refuted this reported denial of hell. To me, that is the amazing thing. The dog that did not bark, as Sherlock Holmes would say. Before we go back to Mr. Farah, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program and everything that we do here. And we have some big discounts right now on some of our most popular products. We have CellForce 50% off, a combo pack of BrainForce Plus, and the Real Red Pill. That is 50% off in combo. We have our new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, and that joins our Super Blue Toothpaste and Mouthwash. All these products have nano silver in them. That kills bacteria as well as viruses. You can use this new gargle spray. You can use it on your hands, for example, not just orally. So it's a new product. We've got it in three different sizes. So you can get 33% off any of those sizes, 1 ounce, 3.4 ounce, or 16-ounce bottles, or you can get all three of them together for 50% off. And we finally have Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. That's our air filtration system for your home. That's a big discount off of that air purification system for your home. And don't forget Pollen Block. As I point out many times, that's the thing that my wife has found clears up her sinuses better than anything she's ever had. She gets splitting headaches this time of year with the pollen, and that takes care of the headaches because it gets to the source and it gives her fast relief. Never found anything that works out well. All right, so before we go back to Joseph Fair, just take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. And Mr. Farah, I want to talk now about this amazing statement that came out from the Pope. The Vatican pushed back against it, said, well, that's not an accurate statement. But I found it interesting, as you did, that the Pope never said anything. He had the Vatican come back and just say, well, that's not exactly what we refute what was said. But they didn't come out with a strong statement saying, no, this is what we believe. And the Pope never said, I didn't say that, and this is what I believe.
Right. Yeah, the Vatican came out with these, this is a week ago now. Think about that. Last Friday was Good Friday, and the Vatican responded saying, well, this journalist, doesn't take notes. He's known for that. And so, you know, you can't say for sure what the conversation was all about. Well, that didn't seem like a denial that the Pope actually said it. They didn't say, the Pope didn't say that. And so I made, you know, I didn't want to comment on it immediately because I was pretty sure that a day or two later, the Pope, who's made many statements since then, would deal with it. I mean, in the middle of Easter, Holy Week, the Pope was everywhere. He's all over the television. So, but he didn't, and he hasn't since then.
Yeah, so, you would think if you're talking about Good Friday, you would say, yeah, if there isn't any hell, there wouldn't have been any point of Jesus being crucified, right? I mean, exactly. You would think that the topic might come up on that day of all days. But here's what I thought about it. As it came out, I looked at, who is this reporter that they say doesn't take notes? This is a guy who has had other meetings with the Pope. This is a guy who is a hardcore Marxist who always hated the Catholic Church, always hated the popes until this Pope came along. And then they have their close buddies. And even though he keeps having these reports from this reporter talking about, well, the Pope said this outrageous thing that refutes what the Catholic Church has believed for 2,000 years. Even though these things keep coming up, he keeps having these meetings and these interviews with this same reporter. Why doesn't he shut that down?
Right. David, that's when amazing. Was the last time the Pope invited you to come in and chat with him or have an interview? Or me?
Yeah, maybe we can talk economics or climate change or something, right?
He chooses to meet with this notorious atheist who seemingly has nothing in common with him. And even though there have been public refutations of some of the things that he's written based on those conversations, he keeps having him come in. I mean, it's an absurdity. And I like the way you think, David. You think just like I do. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, but what he is passionate about, what this Pope is passionate about, are things that the other popes have never been interested in, you know, because he is, by all indications, also leaning towards being a Marxist, a liberation theologist, and so forth. And so he comes in, he talks about global governance, he talks about climate change as being the means for that, he talks about redistribution of wealth, he talks about taking down borders. Those are the things that are close to the heart of this Pope. The other stuff, not so much. You know, divorced families or this or that, or, you know, I'm not going to really talk about that. Abortion, we're not really going to get into those issues. He's focused on the big globalist political issues. I think that is the most amazing thing. Exactly what you said. The fact that he hasn't talked for over a week. And earlier this week, on Monday, I had Leo Zagami, who is in Italy. And he reports about the Vatican frequently. He said there were reports in the Italian newspapers there that some individuals are trying to get him charged with heresy and get him removed from the papacy there.
Well, it is, you know, not in line with the Roman Catholic catechism, you know, and it's not even in line. It's not in line with previous statements by the Pope. And that's why it was so shocking. And of course, not to mention the Bible. I mean, you know, what the Bible has to say about this subject. So it's just one of those crazy things. This Pope is becoming known for making statements that, you know, are out of left field, and then moving on and making more statements that are out of left field with the history of Catholicism, with the history of Christianity, and most importantly, with the Bible. And that's it's right. A source of confusion, and you would think that the Vatican and the Pope would get together and say, you know, just issue a clarifying statement. I don't believe that hell doesn't exist. I believe it does exist, as I've said before. To make no statement after the worldwide coverage of this story a week ago is just seemingly unbelievable. And by the way, another thing the Pope doesn't do on the subject of borders, which you raised again, is I noticed that he doesn't invite any refugees to come and live in Vatican City.
That's right. Yeah, they've got guards and they've got a wall, and just like George Clooney. But you know, when we look at this, I think that the purpose that he serves for the global elite is the same purpose that's being served by David Hogg. You know, they can get somebody out there who is unassailable because of who they are. You know, David Hogg, you can't talk about him. He's a young child. He was at a shooting and so forth. You can't talk about the Pope because he's the Pope. But then they can use them to push their agendas, whether it is globalism or whether it's gun control. They have these useful avatars out there that are unassailable.
Yeah, well, maybe David Hogg will become the Vatican envoy if the Democrats take power again.
Well, you better watch out if he becomes an altar boy, because this Pope has shown that he doesn't really care about going after the pedophile priests. I mean, it was when he went down to Chile, everyone said, well, he's going to try to mend fences there. And at first he did. And then he started making statements attacking the accusers and just undoing all of that stuff. So it isn't as if this Pope doesn't make gaffes. I can easily believe that he would have said something like that. As a matter of fact, one of the first things that was a big controversy with this Pope was this same reporter, Scalfari, the first interview, first statement he had, he said, well, I met with them and we talked about the pedophile problem. He says, I only think it's only about 2% of the priests. And I said, that's 8,000 priests, you know.
That was a big thing. These little bombshells with this guy. With this journalist. I mean, there are Catholic journalists who cannot get an audience with the Pope.
And that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Conservative Catholics can't get an audience, but he keeps giving an audience to this guy who keeps giving him these, putting out these controversial statements, a guy who is an atheist, a guy who is anti-Catholic. He keeps meeting with him because they seem to be on the same page on a lot of issues.
And by the way, I've written a lot about the Pope over the years, this Pope, and raised some controversies with him. And the people who seem to be most in agreement with those criticisms that I've offered are Roman Catholics.
That's right. That's right.
You know, traditional Roman Catholics who are really strong believers. And so, you know, I just can't imagine the kind of conflict that the schisms that this has caused ever since this Pope came in into office.
And I can very easily believe that there are individuals inside the Catholic Church that are trying to get him removed for heresy, because as you point out, I've had a lot of people contact me when I put these articles out on Twitter, do these reports. The comments that I get are along that line, exactly as you said. As a matter of fact, I talked to Alex Newman from The New American. He said, as a Catholic, he said, so many people in Central and South America are very worried about the move towards Marxism by many of the people at the upper level of the church. Well, that concludes our interview. Thank you for joining us, Joseph Farah. You can find him again, WND.com, also on Twitter, at Joseph Farah. And the new film is 70 Years, Israel's Prophetic Past, Present, and Future. Looks really good. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Farah.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
You know, we have movements to take away our guns. I was just talking to Joseph Farah about how David Hogg is an unassailable avatar for gun control. Can't talk about him. Yet he is organizing gun control activism at the town halls of various lawmakers across the country now. At least he's the front man for the organization. These kids aren't organizing anything, folks. You know, they have the biggest PR groups in New York and L.A. We gave you the name of it last week. I don't remember off the top of my head the name of the organization. I quoted it last week, read it off the article. Millions upon millions of dollars by the Hollywood establishment giving money to these people. You have corporations giving them free transportation. You have congressmen giving them free bus rides. You have these a massive infrastructure there, floating in cash. And yet we're supposed to believe that it is somehow some grassroots organization by a few students who are so traumatized. They're so traumatized. How do they do all this? How do they multitask like this? I mean, they're so traumatized after this that they're still able to do this massive organization. That quite frankly, I couldn't do something like that. I wouldn't have the money to do something like that. I wouldn't have the time to do something like that. But they seem to have all the time and money in the world. And they have an army of high-paid professionals do all this for them. At the same time, any grassroots movements, like we see this story from the Daily Caller High School in Massachusetts, the administration admits, yeah, we have this rock where it's called the school's spirit rock, and people can go there and they can put up any kind of message. You know, it's kind of like a free speech wall. Unless you want to talk about the Second Amendment. Unless you want to talk about your liberty to defend yourself. That's not going to be allowed. And so the administrators painted over the students' message. It had phrases like defend the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. Hashtag NRA. Leaving only an American flag that was drawn alongside them. So they were selective about what they covered up. They covered up the stuff that was about the Second Amendment, and they left the American flag. They're clearly censoring speech about that. But that's okay. That's okay. And, you know, they didn't do this right after. They said, we waited to be sensitive. We waited for 3 weeks after the National Walkout Day, which took place a month after the shooting. So they waited 7 weeks after the shooting to put that up, because they see that 3 weeks afterwards, you know, you can say, well, that was a march for our lives, the national walkout and so forth. That was a march to take away our guns. It was a march to take away our liberty. It wasn't a march for their lives. They don't want any security measures at their school. They complain that it's turned it into a prison. You got David Hogg's sister saying that. David Hogg saying they've taken away our First Amendment by having us wear carry in transparent backpacks only. That's not taking away your First Amendment. The backpack is not speech. It's not an exercise of religion. If he's complaining about the fact that they're forcing them to have transparent backpacks, that would be an infringement of the Fourth Amendment. What he is saying is they're searching our bags or looking into our bags without our authority by making us have transparent bags. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Doesn't even know which amendment is which. It's so hopeless. And yet, if you attack David Hogg, you'll be thrown out. And probably we now have a county commissioner in some small... This becomes national news if you tweet out that you think that David Hogg is an insect and a socialist twit. Well, I'm not really sure what insect he would be, but he is a socialist twit. And so he tweeted that out, and this guy will probably have the powers that be take him down because this became a national story for CBS. And if you think that gun control is not real, as we reported yesterday, residents of an Illinois village have 60 days to surrender their guns or face a $1,000 a day fine. Residents of Deerfield, Illinois, we have Paul Joseph Watson reports on Infowars.com, will have just 60 days to turn in their quote-unquote assault weapons. So I guess they're eagerly going through the dictionary to try to see what the definition of assault weapon is, because even the people who want to take them don't define them. I guess they'll know them when they see them. It's anything that scares them, I guess. You committed assault on me by letting me see your gun. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Syria. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the swamp attacking Pruitt.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know the story that broke yesterday about the village in Illinois, Deerfield, Illinois. They have decided that they're going to ban assault weapons, whatever that means, because, again, they don't have any definition. But at large capacity magazines also, and anything that holds more than 10 rounds, all the shopping list of the left, in order to ban assault weapons, since they don't have a definition for what it is, they have a long list of specific guns, typically. And the fines are going to range anywhere from $250 to $1,000 per day per gun. The deadline to turn them in is June the 13th. Obviously, they're going to fight to keep this basic human liberty, this God-given right. This right doesn't come from the Second Amendment, folks. It comes from the fact that we are humans and we have a human right to defend ourselves against criminals, against criminal governments. That's what the Second Amendment recognizes. So we have the supreme law of the land recognizing that basic human right doesn't grant us that right. You can remove the Second Amendment. We'll still have that right and we'll still fight for it. That was a right that the people had, even though the king said we didn't have that right. Even though the king sent his army to take away the muskets and the rifles and the cannons from the people of Concord and Lexington, just later as Santa Anna did, as he was going around to confiscate the guns and kill anybody that would resist him. But they fought back because they had that right was given to them by God, and they said, we're going to make sure that the government that we create doesn't have the authority to ever do that. But now they're trying to take it, trying to take that authority. And I would just comment here that this is something that I must give David Hogg credit for. He has become the greatest gun salesman ever, even surpassing Barack Obama. And U.S. interest in concealed carry permit training has jumped 100% after Parkland. The people who are doing this say, we have never seen this kind of spike before. So how does that compare to London? Because we got all the people, the usual suspects like Piers Morgan, who basically destroyed his show here in America by becoming a gun prohibitionist. And I think that's what we ought to start calling them. Let's not call them gun grabbers. Let's call them gun prohibitionists. And maybe they will start to understand that gun prohibition is going to work the same way that alcohol prohibition and drug prohibition did. Didn't make them go away, did it? What it did was it increased the level of violence. It gave very dangerous criminals black market monopolies. And it created far more dangerous forms of the things that they were trying to prohibit, whether it's drugs or alcohol. We've seen that happen in every one of these circumstances. And it creates massive corruption inside of the government. So let's call them gun prohibitionists. And let's not talk about the fact that they're going to march for their lives and we're going to march for our guns. Language means things, folks, especially in this short attention span society that we live in. The labels that you use are everything. And that's why the left is so careful about that. That's why they will steal good labels from us and redefine them. But labels mean everything. Most people don't have the attention span to listen to. They don't even want to argue on their side. They just want to shut down what you have to say. Take away your First Amendment, your liberty, not your First Amendment, but your liberty to speak. And they want to take away your liberty to defend. These are speech prohibitionists. These are gun prohibitionists. These are authoritarian statists. And they need to be exposed as such. And so how does this work out in London, for example? Piers Morgan, he's more specific. He doesn't talk about assault weapons. He says it's all semi-automatic. So you'd be left with pump action shotguns, muzzle loading rifles and muskets or whatever, and you'll be left with some revolvers, I guess. No, he wants to get those as well. It's just that the majority of guns are semi-automatics, and it sounds scarier when you're talking about semi-automatic. And to most liberals, when you say semi-automatic, they think a fully automatic gun. They don't even understand what a semi-automatic is, where you have to pull the trigger every time a bullet fires. But what is going on in politically correct London, where they have elected their first Muslim mayor? Well, it's because they've got a lot of Muslims there, and with a lot of Muslims came a lot of crime. They've got lead surgeons, I reported earlier in the show, saying it is like a war zone. He said, we used to look after people in their 20s. Now, people are often in their mid to late teens, and children in school uniforms, because they still wear uniforms in schools in England, are being admitted under our care with knife and gun wounds, Piers, gun wounds in London. That's right. You were so happy that you had wished away guns into the cornfield with your little prohibitions, but it didn't happen. People are being shot in London. They had two shootings last weekend. Shootings. Drive-by shootings. Like other places where they highly regulate or prohibit guns, like Chicago. And as I said before, you know, people in Chicago say, well, we wouldn't have these drive-by shootings if it wasn't for nearby Indiana where people can easily get guns. So maybe they're getting guns in Indiana and taking them to London. You think, Piers, is that what's happening? You know, tell us about that. Tell us about what's happening in your country. But of course, it's most of the serious injuries, the murders that are happening there are being done with knives. So you must, I guess Piers Morgan is going to be calling for knife prohibition in the UK. Is he going to be doing that? No, he's going to be doing that. As I said before, knives don't kill people. People kill people. And the people who are killing people are the people who have been protected by Sadiq Khan, the Muslim. This rise in crime has followed a change in demographics there. That's what we're seeing here. One last quote here. He says, whereas a young boy being stabbed 5 or 6 years ago would have been a horror story, now, says the hospital official, now it's normal. 7 stabbed, including 6 in 90 minutes, as a 13-year-old boy is now fighting for his life in London. A man in his 20s was stabbed around lunchtime before a 15-year-old was knifed about 5:30 p.m. Then three males, two of them just 15 years old, were attacked a half hour later. That's at 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, a 13-year-old boy was rushed to the hospital in critical condition before a man in his teens was attacked less than 10 minutes later in Ealing Broadway, taking the grim total of victims to 7. That's London today. London today. And they always like to say, well, you know, the knives just aren't as dangerous as the guns. Oh, really? Really? They got a murder rate now that is higher than it is in New York. Let's play a clip of Nigel Farage because he points out exactly what the problem is here. It's political correctness of Mayor Khan.
Well, I think we've got a breakdown of law and order in certain districts in London. And remarkably, this mayor of London has not visited a single one of the crime scenes. He has not met any of the bereaved families, and he's simply burying his head in the sand. Now, we had a policy a few years ago called stop and search, which meant that in the bad areas, the police could search people at will to see whether they were carrying knives, and if they were, they'd get strong sentences. The problem is that many of the areas in which this crime is happening are areas with very high immigration rates, and everyone's scared of the police and the authorities being called racist, so we've taken our foot off the pedal, and I would say that political correctness has directly led to the murder rate going up in London.
What has the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, what has he had to say about this? He must have had some kind of public announcement.
He writes letters to Downing Street. He writes letters to the Prime Minister saying, can we please spend some more money on the police rather than making sure and working with London's Metropolitan Police to make sure we are policing those bad districts, doing it properly. We bring back stop and search. And you know what? If people want to scream racist at the police officer's job is to bring the murder rate down, but they need direction from the Mayor of London. And frankly, through all of this, he's pretty much absent without leave.
I find that hard to explain. I don't know why he would do that. Generally speaking, the man is fairly popular in London. He was quite easily elected.
Yeah.
Do you think they will bring back stop and search?
I hope they do. But there is, as I say, this fear that if you were to stop, if in an area like Tottenham...
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll come back. As that anchor who's interviewing Nigel Farage, I can't understand why he wouldn't say anything. Well, he's not saying anything because the very people who elected him to office are the ones from a different culture, and that different culture is the one are the ones who are creating the violence. He doesn't want to criticize them. He doesn't want the police stopping them or interfering with them. And by the way, Islam is not a race. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
A little bit about what's going on, a little bit more about what's going on in London. Yeah, when you look at this, there's an article about this, the war zone that I was talking about, the quotes from the people in the hospital, how many people are being killed with knives and so forth, shot with guns, drive-by shootings going on in London with all of its gun prohibition and so forth. The beginning of a new American article says, Khan fiddles while London burns, the mayor, Sadiq Khan. He'll probably blame the Christians, he'll blame Britons, he'll blame everybody, but the immigrants who have come in, who elected him, who are responsible for this crime wave, but who he will not allow the police to do anything about, not even investigate these people. No, nothing's going to be done about any of this stuff. So he's going to fiddle around while it burns. He has finally come out and responded after huge criticism over his silence and doing nothing. And as you heard from Nigel Farage, he writes the central government, says, we need to send this some more money. No, it's not the money. It's the way that they react to this and the way the political correct situation that they have there. They say knife crime is an issue across London and the country is what he said. And the one that the mayor takes extremely seriously. Oh, okay. Well, the majority of the stuff there is knives. But that isn't the only thing that is happening there. As they start out this story in the New American, they say, London is known for its 500,000 surveillance cameras. Think about that. 500,000 surveillance cameras. They are way ahead of us in all this stuff. We're catching up to them pretty fast, but they were the first place to start doing it really, really heavily. They call it their real ring of steel. Well, how is that working? The people sacrificed their privacy for the promise of security. Has that ring of steel, those 500,000 surveillance cameras, has that helped them to stop this crime? Prevent it? Solve it? Get these people in? No, hasn't done anything. They also have strict gun control that Piers Morgan is so proud of. But people are still getting shot, right? So much for the idea of sacrificing your liberty to defend yourself to a promise of safety. Never happens, does it? And then, of course, they've got the first Muslim mayor. And they say that what they've got now is a crime wave that has seen the city surpass New York City in homicides for the first time in 2 centuries. What happened 2 centuries ago? What happened 200 years ago? London used to be one of the most dangerous cities in the world. used to be the most populous city in the world at one point in time. But it was one of the most, if not the most, dangerous cities in the world. In 1822, 200 years ago, you had Sir Robert Peel begin the formal police force, the first modern police force. That's why they called them Bobbies, after Robert Peel. That happened in 1822. What did they have before that? Well, for centuries, they had organized along the lines of the Posse Comitatus, what was typically called the hue and cry. Whenever there was something that happened in the community, you would have a few professionals that were there, but it was mostly volunteer citizens who would come together to defend the community. Posse Comitatus, the power of the community to defend itself. And that demands that we have weapons to be able to defend ourselves, as well as training. And then after that, that still wasn't, you know, they were still having some problems with it, but they had a system. The people that it was organized under were constables and watchmen. No system is ever perfect. So they said, all right, we're going to have bobbies in London because it's a big city concentrated with a lot of people, gives a lot of opportunity for pickpockets as well as for murder and so forth. So they created the bobbies, the local police. And, you know, even when my wife and I were there in the 1980s, you still didn't have the bobbies carrying firearms. They would walk in pairs. They had microphones on their lapel so that they could radios so that they could communicate with each other and come to each other's assistance. But they were walking beats. And, you know, that is kind of interesting. That's the way policing started in the United States, in New York City and other places like that. They would walk beats. They would know everybody. And it continued that way for quite some time. I think what you see happen as you create these police forces, they become more and more distant from their community, especially once they start to distance themselves by going back to a surveillance central control, or before that, once they get into their cars. Because once they get into their cars, they don't really see anything that's happening in the community. They don't know anybody. They don't know the shopkeepers. They don't know the people that live in the neighborhood, like the cops in New York, like the bobbies used to know. They don't know anybody there. They just see cars that are going around making small violations that they can turn into cash. They don't have a connection with anybody. And then they arm themselves, as you're seeing the bobbies arm themselves now in the UK. Last time I went there, which was like 20 years ago, it'd been 20 years after I'd been there the first couple of times. And it was amazing to me to see how the police had been transformed and how there was no longer this connection. I had no problem at all walking up to a bobby and asking them for directions. And they were always very friendly when I'd been there before, but then they were distant. You know, then they started going down the American police model where they removed themselves from the population. And we can see this in New York. Adrian Schoolcraft, the guy who became the whistleblower, said he was looking at the corruption, at the arrest quotas that were being enforced by the people. And as the police there in New York were telling the officers, don't report serious crime. We don't want to look bad on the FBI statistics. We want you writing tickets to people, issuing fines and so forth. He says, I don't want to do that. They gave him quotas. He couldn't believe it was being done, so he started recording everything. Once they found out that he was recording stuff, they went to his apartment, the police chief, and they hauled him off to a mental institution and confined him. And the only way his dad, who was a police officer retired himself, found it was he had a second recording device that was on the shelf. And so even though they found the bug on him and they confiscated that and then confiscated him and put him in a mental institution, his father found that and was able to track him down and get him out. But they came after him, and one of the first things that they did to him was they said, all right, we're going to make you walk a beat. He said, good. You know, he was happy about that. He wanted to have a connection with the people in the community. To him, that was what policing was about, but it's not what policing has become. And so, as the New American article goes on, they say, aside from third world migration, many blame the crime wave on politically correct policing. As Breitbart wrote in April 1st, the change is partly a consequence of Mayor Khan's campaign against using stop and search on ethnic minorities, with London Police Chief Cressida Dick admitting that constables have become fearful of confronting suspects as they might get into trouble or they might not be supported if they had a complaint. So you have certain individuals who voted for Mayor Khan that are essentially protected classes. If they do something that looks suspicious and you engage them or talk to them, they might call you a racist. And if they call you a racist, even though Islam is not a race, then that can lead, as they point out, to the manifestation of what we fear in the Western world. And that is to be called a racist, be dismissed, have your career ended, and so forth. So the most striking manifestation of this was a scandal in Rotherham, where authorities ignored the sexual abuse of 1,500 girls by Muslim rape gangs for 16 years. And the people who reported this as whistleblowers were persecuted by the police. They didn't come after the rape gangs. They came after the people who reported the rape gangs. That's what it has turned into. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about China and Syria and the EPA, Swamp, who are attacking Scott Pruitt, the best appointment in the Trump cabinet, and that's why they're coming after him. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
I want to get into what's happening with the EPA director, Scott Pruitt. He's being attacked because he is so effective, folks. And it is a big pocketbook issue to you, whether you realize it or not. It's a big freedom issue to you as well. And then we're going to talk about China trade. Hopefully we'll have time to get to Syria as well. Before we get to any of those topics, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what makes this program possible. We have some deep discounts on some of our most popular products right now. We have BrainForce Plus and a combo pack with the Real Red Pill, 50% off on those two. Great combination. BrainForce Plus, as I've said many times, is my absolute favorite supplement that we have here. Also, Silver Immune Gargle. That's our Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's our new product that joins our Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. This immune gargle is a spray. You can use it to clean your hands as well as to clean your breath and use it orally. And like the other products, it has nano silver in it, which fights bacteria and virus, but also bacteria that creates gum disease, causes tooth loss, causes heart disease. So all these products in the Super Blue line have nano silver in it, very effective in terms of controlling bacteria and virus. Orally and on your hands. We have the 33% off special for an individual silver immune gargle, but we also have it in three different sizes. We have a 1 ounce spray bottle, a 3.4 ounce bottle, and then we have a 16 ounce bottle. If you get all three of those together, you get 50% off as an introductory special. We also have Cellforce 50% off, Myco ZX Plus 50% off, and finally Alexa Pure Breeze, our air freshener for your home. That is $50 off. Big savings on Alexa Pure Breeze. That will be ending soon. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us independent, is selling direct to you the very best products that you can find for your health, your family's health, and to prepare for emergency systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Rand Paul has come out in defense of Scott Pruitt as he's being attacked by the swamp, by the establishment press. Rand Paul says Scott Pruitt is likely the bravest and most conservative member of Trump's cabinet. I could not agree more. He said we need him to help Donald Trump drain the regulatory swamp. And he has done more than anybody else in any other department to effect change. It's truly been amazing. That's why there is so much hate directed towards him. Why he has to have higher security than anybody else has to have, because there's a lot of threats against him. And there's a lot of threats, as you're going to see, coming from people inside the EPA, people who have been dismissed, Obama people who've been dismissed and so forth, as you can imagine. But CNN and the Washington Post, of course, are leading the charge. They say that he leased a room for roughly $50 a night, paying a total of $6,100. Now, an agency spokesman has, the agency with its ethics group have investigated this in the past. And then after they came out with a statement, CNN and the Washington Post kept pushing on this, and so now they've come out yet again. An agency spokesman, Jahan Wilcox, said, as EPA career ethics officials stated in a memo, Administrator Pruitt's housing arrangement for both himself and his family was not a gift. The lease was consistent with federal ethics regulations. The principal deputy counsel for the EPA also released a memorandum yesterday detailing how Pruitt's rental of a condo did not amount to an unethical gift. He said today's memorandum shares the factual analysis that was done by career ethics officials and how the analysis supports the conclusion reached in the March 30th memorandum that the lease did not constitute a prohibited gift. The memorandum also responds to the misunderstanding or the mischaracterization of the March 30th memo. And that would be people like CNN and Washington Post were looking at you by explaining what the conclusion covers and what was beyond its scope. And also throw in there the Hill. The Hill is really on top of this. They're trying to gin this up into something. They pointed out also in this article from Breitbart that Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta has called on Scott Pruitt to resign. How is that for hypocrisy? John Podesta. Oh, he should go. Hey, John Podesta, your candidate ought to be in jail. And probably you as well, depending on what you did with her. But, I mean, this, she's so dirty, anybody that was there. The Washington Post editorial board also called on Pruitt to resign on Monday. And the Natural Resources Defense Council, leftist environmental group, called for Pruitt to step aside, arguing that he was a threat to the environment and our health. See, this isn't ethics. It's about the fact that he's actually doing something to rein in an out-of-control bureaucracy. Republican strategist Andy Sarabian said, when it comes to economy-strangling regulations, Pruitt is, as President Donald Trump likes to say, a total killer. He is a total killer. He has no peer in Trump's cabinet in terms of his ability to cut back red tape. From day one, he began dismantling Barack Obama's legacy with startling effectiveness and cunning. And for this, radical environmentalists and other left-wingers despise him. And Breitbart's Delling poll wrote, Pruitt is paying a terrible price for the crime of being the most effective player in the Trump administration. Absolutely. That's why they're coming after him. And we look at him and compare him to other people. Let's say Rex Tillerson, for example. Report came out that's on Breitbart. Tillerson spent $12 million on, wait for it, cost-cutting consultant service. Cost-cutting. He spent $12 million on cost-cutting. He hired consultants and paid them up to more than $300 an hour to tell him how to cut costs. Oh, you just can't make this stuff up. This is Washington at its finest. Rex Tillerson, the guy who also spent $600,000 to try to confuse Kenyan boys about their toxic masculinity. The guy who did that effectively to the Boy Scouts. Admitting homosexual scouts and admitting homosexual scout leaders. And then as soon as he left, they continued with the Tillerson tradition and started going full tranny at the Boy Scouts or whatever they are now. I guess you're just calling them scouts. Scouts. So he spends $12 million on cost cutting. That's what you expect to see. You don't expect to see somebody actually accomplish something like Scott Pruitt. President Trump has made it clear that he supports Pruitt. And he is not considering immediate action, says the Daily Caller. Trump said yesterday, I think he's done a fantastic job. I think he's done an incredible job. He's been very courageous. It hasn't been easy, but I think he's done a fantastic job. Yes, he has. Can't say that enough times. Scott Pruitt is a reliable foot soldier for President Trump, reports CNN. See, that's why they don't like him, because he's actually a rare thing in the Trump administration, a cabinet member who actually agrees with President Trump and is actually accomplishing things. That's why he must be removed. He has saved $1 billion for taxpayers. And folks, that's even before we talk about him stopping these insane California mile per gallon mandates that Obama used. California, he said, oh, California, you can create the regulations for the rest of the country. How about that? Would you like that? And so by fiat, they increased the requirements for miles per gallon, the corporate average fuel economy. They increased that by 50%, just like that, just by an order. You know, we have these cars that are being designed by radical environmentalists and politicians in California, except that they don't design cars. Their design is to get rid of cars, to get rid of your ability to move around. It's part of Agenda 21. To confine you into the cities, to take away your ability to own anything, home, car, you name it, your ability to move around, and they're going to do it very gradually. Most people don't. It isn't going to be, they're not going to come in one day and say, everybody, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your Chevy. No, they're going to do it gradually. They'll do it by applying taxes and fines and regulations and make the cars so expensive you won't be able to afford them. And that's really what would happen. They're going to take up the average fuel economy in just 3 years to well over 40 miles per gallon if Scott Pruitt doesn't stop them. It'll be up over 50 miles per gallon. That's the average for all of them that they sell in just 7 years. So he's already saved us $1 billion, not just talking about that. But CNN says, oh, he's a reliable administration foot soldier making good on President Trump's campaign promises for fewer regulations of the environment and withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. That's why they hate him. That's why we love him. Let's not let them drive him out. You know, the guy who's behind all this, is that discredited wife abuser, Rob Porter. He's started the gossip campaign to try to take him down.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, kind of like a speakeasy, right? Yeah, we got a war of prohibition on coal. We got a war of prohibition on cars. Scott Pruitt has been fighting against those. Yeah, you go up to the speakeasy and tell them you're here for the ethanol subsidy. That's the way you get in for the alcohol. Now, we've got CNN, we've got the Washington Post, we got the Globalist, the Swamp, the Bureaucratic Swamp. They all hate Scott Pruitt's EPA. Why?
Well, CNN distilled it, as I just told you in the last segment. They hate him because he is a reliable foot soldier of President Trump. They hate Scott Pruitt because he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. It was Rex Tillerson saying, the guy who spent $12 million on cost cutting in his department and didn't cut any cost, added more costs with $12 million. Rex Tillerson was pushing President Trump to stay in the Paris Agreement. It doesn't mean anything, you know, you just leave it where it is. You don't have to move one way or the other. You don't have to take any political hits. And Scott Pruitt said, no, it means a great deal. You've got to refute this self-ratification by President Obama. And so he's been working to stop the war on coal, to stop the war on cars. They're trying to throw him out. And let me tell you where this really evolves, because this tells you what a petty little town Washington is. This is a publication called Inside EPA, quoted by the Daily Caller. And they say that the guy who's leaking on this, that really started all this scandal, which we've now had two ethics investigation or memorandum from career ethics officials clearing Scott Pruitt, saying, oh, you know, he got this apartment or whatever for $50 a night or something. Well, this all came up supposedly from Rob Porter. Remember who Rob Porter was? This is the guy who caused a great deal of embarrassment for Michael Kelly. He couldn't get clearance because he's a wife beater, had two former wives, he was beating them. And then he was sleeping around with multiple people in the White House. One of those people was Samantha Dravis, who was a former EPA senior counsel. And he was living with her, but apparently she caught him in her apartment with Hope Hicks. So he's cheating on this. So he's beaten two ex-wives. He is dating Hope Hicks and cheating on Samantha Davis with Hope Hicks in Samantha Davis's apartment. Hell hath no fury like a bureaucrat scorned. He gets she sees him cheating with Hope Hicks. So she outs him to the White House counsel, Don McGahn, and he was thrown out. And we all heard about the two wives. We didn't hear about this back and forth between the women inside the EPA and Hope Hicks and so forth and so on. And so now he's out, and evidently he'd been getting information about what was going on inside the EPA. So then he decided that he would try to get even with Samantha Dravis, and she had to resign her position last week because it looked like she was leaking to him, and then he was leaking to the press stuff that would be intended to smear Scott Pruitt. That's what this is about, folks. This is about the petty politics, the sexual politics, the environmental politics, the swamp politics of Washington. That's all it is. Keep your eye on the ball and send President Trump a tweet or a message telling him how much you like what the EPA is doing, because he's been working really hard there. Now, here's somebody else that just is about, well, I think he's officially, I don't know if he started or if he starts on Monday, Larry Kudlow. He's taking a lot of heat about this China trade war. That's what I want to talk about now in the time we've got remaining. He had a press conference, kind of an impromptu press conference outside the White House. Here's what he had to say about people's fears on China.
End goal with regards to a trade relationship with China.
Growth. If you tear down barriers and you play by the rules, both sides should benefit. I mean that. Both sides. It's good for them. It's good for us. Good for the whole economy. If you open markets and you open investment opportunities, which the Chinese are not doing, I mean, I'd make this point. I call it a trade coalition of the willing. I think everybody in the world knows that China has not played by the rules for many years. Europe, Latins, Japan, and so forth, they know this, and they don't like it. So here's President Trump, the first guy in decades to show some backbone on this issue and some seriousness. But the end of the rainbow is a little pot of gold, and if you open that pot up, it says growth, investment, jobs, and wages.
What do you think?
All right. He had some very important things to say there. First of all, he began by saying, if you tear down barriers, if you play by the rules, both sides will benefit. In other words, we're talking about having fair trade. It's not fair trade when you don't play by the rules. That means when you ignore people's copyrights, when you steal their intellectual property and sell counterfeits. It's not just the violation of intellectual property. It's actual counterfeits that are part of the Chinese government's plan. I've talked about this before, manipulating the currency, so forth, but also having a giant disparity. They're talking about, well, now they put on, they've responded by saying they're going to put on tariffs, put tariffs on automobiles of 25%. They already had tariffs of 25% on automobiles. We had tariffs of their cars coming into our country of 2.5%. It was a 10-to-1 differential. It's a 4-to-1 in Europe, as I've mentioned many times. And Kudlow went on to say, President Trump is the first guy in decades to show backbone on this issue and to show some seriousness. And President Trump himself, as he was talking about, he said, you know what? When you're $500 billion down, you can't lose to fight back. He has said many times, he said, this is a war that has been going on for decades. We are $500 billion down and we're going to fight this. We're going to fight our way back. And so the stock markets are shaking. That's why you had Lawrence Kudlow out there talking about this. And you've got people putting pressure on him. The American Soybean Association now. They're saying, wait a minute, they're going to put taxes on soybeans going in. And so they say, that's real money lost for farmers. It's entirely preventable. Don't do it. And then the car makers, Ford and GM, also issued statements calling for continued dialogue to remove the escalating trade tensions. These are the same multinational corporations who got government, well, Ford didn't get government subsidies, GM did, after the big burst bubble in 2008. But these multinational corporations, Wall Street, they've been selling out America for short-term gain for a long time, folks. President Trump said on Twitter, we're not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S. Now we have a trade deficit of $500 billion a year, with intellectual property theft of another $300 billion a year. We cannot let this continue. And he is exactly right. So the way this is happening, Tuesday, President Trump announces $50 billion worth of tariffs on China to try to get them to come to the table, try to get them to equalize things. They respond the next day with a $50 billion of their own on soybeans and other things like that. Then President Trump said yesterday, all right, I'll see your $50 billion. I'll raise you $100 billion. So it's this tit-for-tat that's going on. It's got people in the financial markets freaking out with this. And President Trump tweeted out the fake news Washington Post, who are Amazon's chief lobbyist, he's absolutely right about that, has another mini phony headlines. Trump defiant as China adds trade penalties. Wrong. Should read Trump defiant as U.S. adds trade penalties will end barriers and massive intellectual property theft. Now, what is China's press saying? You got the People's Daily saying, as China deploys its counterattack, the pleasure that the U.S. achieved from those tariffs will now be causing them suffering as their financial and political gains diminish to zero. China has showed its sword in less than 24 hours in a reaction that even Americans must not have anticipated. That's the official communist mouthpiece. Now, what's reality of this? There's an excellent article on Breitbart, Worldview, China on Path to Repeat Japan's Experience After the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930. He makes the case that China isn't going to win this tit-for-tat retaliation plan. And he makes this point. He said, we put some stuff on, put tariffs on electronic components to medical devices, false teeth, detergent, chemicals, things like that we get from China. Do we really need to get that stuff from China? No, we don't. They put some tariffs on soybeans. Do they need our soybeans? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Here's why. He says China's entire economy will be devastated, mainly because of China's enormous and growing food security problem. China only has 7% of the world's farmlands, but it has to feed 20% of the world's population. They need our stuff to do it, folks. So they're going to cut that off from their people? He says, in order to improve yields, China's farmers have been using massive amounts of chemical fertilizers. The increasing use of these fertilizers has followed the economy law of diminishing returns. So these fertilizers have been less and less effective, even counterproductive, as some of them have caused poisoning of the land by over-fertilization, overuse of chemicals. I wonder if Monsanto is selling those things to them. Exacerbating the shortage of farmland is the shortage of water. China's available water supply per person is only 25% of the global average. And so he points out, what are they going to do? Are they going to put massive tariffs and stop buying our stuff? Well, if they stop buying our stuff, they'll have to buy them from somewhere else. That means the prices are going to go up. Or they could keep buying the stuff from us and increase the prices to their people who are already paying dearly for food. And if they do that, remember, we're 70 years since they had their last communist revolution of Mao, their agricultural revolution, so-called. That's an interesting time frame. We'll be right. Well, that's it for today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.